can sue them, and they will win that lawsuit. It is called wasting corporate assets. It is against the law in this country for a corporation to turn itself into a philanthropy. And if they're caught doing it, their board members will be punished, and their shareholders can sue them. And there's, you know, and there's nothing wrong. We want corporations to be this way, to focus narrowly. We don't want them to turn into philanthropies, because nobody would invest in them. We want them to focus narrowly on shareholder value. But we would be nuts to let them anywhere near our government, because we designed them to plunder. And that's what they're going to do to us if we let them run our country. And that's what they're doing now. And that's why, from the beginning of our national history, our greatest political leaders, Republicans and Democrats, have been warning Americans against the domination of corporate power. Teddy Roosevelt, a Republican, said that America would never be destroyed by a foreign enemy, by an Osama bin Laden, but he warned that our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and our treasured democratic institutions would be subverted by malefactors of great wealth who would steal them from within. Dwight Eisenhower, a Republican, in his most famous speech ever, warned Americans against the domination by the military-industrial complex. Abraham Lincoln, the greatest Republican in history, said during the height of the Civil War in 1863, "I have the South in front of me, and I have the bankers behind me. And for my country, I fear the bankers more." And Franklin Roosevelt, during World War II, said that the domination of government by corporate power is, quote, "the essence of fascism." And Benito Mussolini, who had an insider's view of that process, said essentially the same thing. He complained that fascism should not be called fascism. It should be called corporatism, because it was the merger of state and corporate power. And what we have to understand in this country is that the domination of business by government is called communism, and the domination of government by business is called fascism. And what we need to do, what our job is to walk that narrow trail in between, which is free market capitalism and democracy, and hold big government at bay with our right hand and big business at bay with our left. And in order to do that, we need an informed public that is able to recognize all the milestones of tyranny. And we need an aggressive and independent press that is willing to stand up and speak truth to power. And we no longer have that in the United States of America. Thank you all very much.